Yes, indeed. Hey, the subtle tones, ladies and gentlemen. That signals to me, Dr. Ron Sinagra, of course, the Sunrise Wellness Center in Sable. It's right off Sunrise Highway, right before Lakeland Avenue. The great Dr. Ron, nobody more knowledgeable than the great Sinagra when it comes to your autoimmune, strengthening it and warding off these terrible diseases that are out there that we are all becoming vaccinated against, hopefully. Dr. Sinagra, it is always a pleasure. Sir, how you feeling?
I'm good, Jay. I'm good. I'm loving the mellow music now. I feel like you and me should be dancing.
Yeah. We should be wearing what are the ballerina dresses called?
Tutus.
Tutus and some slippers, and we should do pirouettes around each other.
Oh, beautiful spring day up here in the Northeast. Everything is great. How about you, my friend?
Everything's good. Everything's good. Sunrise Wellness Center, LI.com. You can get a free consult with a good doc at 631-563-1444. So what's your assessment right now? We're vaccinating, I don't know, about 30% of the country right now, is it? Somewhere around there,
well,
give it 10.
I'm almost baffled, or I'm trying to come up with a good word for it, but I'm very confused of what I see, because I don't really watch the news because it's just so negative, and even though you have a news show, every once in a while, the News 12 will be on, or one of the. It's a vaccine commercial. I mean, everything is the vaccine. You can't leave it. But here's what I don't understand. Understanding this new vaccine, because it's the modified RNA vaccine, it doesn't prevent transmission, it doesn't prevent infection, and it doesn't prevent you from wearing a mask and social gathering. I'm not sure. When you understand what that vaccine does, this is from the CDC. This isn't me. I don't know anything about what the damn thing does, but this is what they say it does, that it will stop catastrophic illness and death. So that's the point of it. But yet, when I turn on the news, there's this incessant push to vaccinate young people. And I'm like, why? Wait, let me get this straight. If this thing doesn't prevent infection, and it doesn't, and if it doesn't prevent you from the ability to transmit it, so then why are we vaccinating people that have a 99.99% survival rate, children and very young adults? It doesn't make sense to me, Jay, what we're seeing. The golden rule of vaccination was you never vaccinate people who are not at risk. And I see this going on, and for the life of me, I can't understand it. What are your thoughts on that?
What it will allow is for me to take you into Yankee Stadium. As I had mentioned to you, sometime this season.
But that's not what they said.
And just remember, please have your vaccine passport with you, please. You see, because I already had my second shot last Thursday.
Yes, Joseph Goebbels. Thank you for the.
So I just wanted you to know that. So now I'm as free as a bird. I could go anywhere. But I got to tell you, I'm going to still wear my mask.
But you're not answering my question. Why are we vaccinating people that have almost zero chance of succumbing to a virus? That's not normal. That's not the way we ever did it in the past.
Because you're too smart a man. You're too good a medical.
No, because you're assuming things like that you could that these children can transmit it to other people, and they found out that that's not even true.
It has happened, though.
It doesn't prevent transmission. That's why Fauci was on TV wearing a mask the other day.
Forget Fauci.
You were vaccinated. So
listen,
you know, when people got their measles shot or their polio shot or their pertussis shot, they were protected, and they weren't going. They weren't. So I don't understand what's happening. It's not making sense. But this is just. Also, you realize that, and we've discussed this in the past, that all these vaccines, every single one of them, are not FDA approved. What they were granted was an emergency use authorization. Because of Project Warp Speed and the pandemic, the FDA allowed them to be distributed to the public under this very special certification, emergency use authorization. Now, under an emergency use authorization, you cannot be forced to take it. And yet we see, like, Rutgers and some of the New York City schools are starting, that they're making this mandatory. That will never stand up in court, from what I understand. You're forcing people to do this. And it's pretty interesting, Jay, because an emergency use authorization goes back to World War II and the Nuremberg trial. And after World War II, the Nuremberg trial stated that nobody can be coerced into a medical experiment. And under an emergency use authorization, by definition, this vaccine's experimental. And we're pushing it on people like it is as safe as chocolate cake. And I just don't get it. It's not making sense to me, our reaction to it.
Let's get vaccinated. Let's see if we can get some sort of herd immunity. Let's stay healthy. How about that? Because right now it's not only about the coronavirus. It's about the variants out there. Okay?
Well, that's the whole
and there are some
insanity.
Serious...
But that's the whole insanity of if we need a better strategy and a better approach to viruses because we're setting ourselves up for the next one. I'm doing a 2-hour. I want to tell you a pretty cool thing I'm doing. I'm doing a 2-hour presentation, continuing ed postgraduate presentation to professionals, to doctors on antiviral strategies. And so I'm doing my research, and I couldn't understand. I was really baffled by the approach of the medical profession. I'm like, why are these people ignoring nutrition and supplementation? And you and I have discussed this for the last year and a half, how we heard nothing of it. And so I started doing some research on it, and I was pretty blown away by what I found. And I always like to back up what I say with research, but I found this article in, it was called Current Drug Safety, Teaching Vaccine Safety Communication to Medical Students and Health Professionals. And this is what it says, and this is just one paragraph. In many medical school curriculum, the subject of vaccines has been entirely omitted. During the studies, most medical school curriculum do not offer obligatory courses and hands-on training in vaccination and vaccine safety. Even during postgraduate training programs in pediatrics, which are largely hospital-based, vaccinations are rarely a topic. So what they found out, and what I found out, is medical doctors aren't even taught about vaccine safety, and they're not even taught about vaccination, even pediatricians. So everybody, I'm sure most of your listeners, and including myself, I assumed that the medical training provided these people with these are the guys that are selling it. These are the guys that are pushing this medical procedure, that they should be very knowledgeable on vaccines, safeties, the positives, the negatives. They have no training in this. All they're taught is to distribute the vaccine. And the second part of what I was researching was nutrition. And this was last year from the journal in 2019, October 31, Journal of the American Medical Association. Medical students around the world are poorly trained in nutrition. And the first paragraph says, a poor diet now outranks smoking as the leading cause of death globally and in the United States. So I'm reading this. I'm like, if poor diet and nutrition is the number one killer in the world, and our medical students are not taught nutrition, and they're not taught vaccine safety, who's running the show? And you know who the answer is. Medical students and Dr. Vasquez, Alex Vasquez, is a medical doctor. Excuse me, he's a DO. He's a medical practitioner. And in his book, Antiviral Strategies and Antiviral Nutrition, his conclusions were this. Medical students and residents are not being educated about the true nature of vaccines. The new vaccine safety training programs center around closing the sale of vaccination rather than legitimate medical and scientific education. In a legitimate medical educational experience, physicians would be taught to be competent to the goal of optimally helping patients rather than corralling them into a single option that is self-serving and highly profitable. What I'm trying to say here now is they're not educated in nutrition. They're not educated in vaccine safety. Who's running the show? And the answer is Big Pharma. Big pharmacology runs our healthcare system. And it's to the point now that we're doing this where we're vaccinating people that are 99.9% chance of survival. And I just wanted to understand this. I think most people, including myself, thought that these people were experts. They're not even trained in it. And I find that highly disturbing. I'm not attacking them. This is not an attack on the medical profession. This is reality. So this is the reality that we live in, Jay. And now all of a sudden everybody's coming on TV like they're at. I'm like, what is your training in this? There is none. Very disturbing to me.
I have done more research in this since day one, okay? And I can tell you this much. This is going to be, it is now, like the flu shot. You're going to have to get this every, listen, there's a reason why you get a flu shot, right? I told you, I got the flu shot last year because I was deathly ill back in November coming off cruise ship 2019. I mean, I was insane how ill I got. I never get sick. But I got to tell you something. I learned a lesson. Now, I might have had COVID then because I had everything.
No doubt.
I might have had, I'm telling you, I think I had COVID coming off that ship, okay? But the bottom line is this is going to be like the flu shot. You get it. You stay safe. You try and stay healthy as best. Listen, there's so much out there in the atmosphere. You're meeting so many people these days. You don't know who's carrying what. Underlying stuff, listen, it is a problem. What you speak of regarding nutrition and warding off these things is second to none. You're the only guy who's doing it as far as in the media, and that's where I give you a ton of credit.
But the thing I have to take away
as far as what you're not doing is, you know, you're telling about the vaccine and how god-awful it is and you don't need it and who's starting this.
Don't put words in my mouth. I never.
All right, go ahead. You're telling me you don't need the vaccine?
No, vaccines are a personal choice. And vaccines are one way of preventing illness. And that's where you gave me a great introduction into my final point today.
Case, you are preventing the coronavirus and its variants by taking the inoculation. Don't you feel that way?
Everybody's knowledgeable until you ask them some basic questions. And the reason why the fear is being spread is because people, including medical doctors, don't understand viruses and how they actually attack. And if you ask them, please do me a favor, please tell me the four ways viruses attack the body. Most doctors, most physicians cannot answer that question. And most people can't. And I'm going to give you the four. It's acquisition, replication, immunity, and systemic effects. So here's my point. Let me go into this, and I won't get too technical so I lose everybody. But my point is that the first part of viruses and is acquisition. And that's where a vaccine comes in. Vaccines can help in preventing the acquisition of a virus. Under that guise, you can also prevent that with nutrition. So vaccines are an option. The problem with choosing vaccination is, number one, it's costly. It's not effective for everybody. And there are side effects. Every medical procedure has a side effect. And vaccines, in my mind, in a nation where we have proper water supply, clean food distribution, sanitation, and garbage removal, for the most part, I felt that the vaccination and its side effects were more risky than the disease itself. That's my personal opinion. That's not me telling someone else to do that.
But that's an outlandish opinion because you know as well as I do.
I don't think it is at all.
What is the side effect, Doc? What is the side effect of this vaccine? What is it?
Well, I don't know.
You don't really know.
The people with Johnson, they shut down Johnson & Johnson. We don't know the side effects. That's the other thing. Don't tell me they're safe.
You're going to cite seven individuals in 7 million shots who got clots?
I hope you're
going to cite that as being, you know what? Let's eradicate the J&J shot because of the seven women. That's what you're saying to me?
It's an experimental vaccine, and that is the truth. It's an experimental vaccine, and they did minor studies with few hundreds of people, and if that's okay for you, that's okay. That's
seven
not okay
people?
For me.
Seven people you want to wipe out the J&J shot. By the way, it probably will resume. Will resume on Monday because they put a pause and investigated and probably found, you know what?
Go for it.
Rare type situations. We'll know soon. But come on. Seven people and 6.8 million.
Come on. That's what they say. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me about that. I'm just saying, look, this vaccine's experimental, and I'm in the 99.9% survivability category. I'm not getting one. That doesn't mean you shouldn't. That doesn't mean I don't want to ban you from getting a vaccine. You want to get one, get one. I don't. I just don't know enough about it.
Here's the thing, my friend.
To tell you that it's safe. That's not true. We don't know. It appears to be safe right now, except for the six people that died and how many others that we don't know.
No, hold on a minute. That's not true. Six people didn't die. One died. One out of those, that group. One. Only one died.
I don't want to go down.
And we still don't know the full extent. Still don't know the full extent.
To discuss the vaccine and all of that stuff. Because that's, you know, that's not why I wanted to present today. What I wanted to present today was the fact that we're setting, this vaccine works for one strain of this virus. If we don't improve the health of this nation, and we don't teach people that understanding how viruses work, and understanding the four components, acquisition, replication, immune response, and systemic effects, we can affect those four things nutritionally. And we can, otherwise, we're going, what's going to happen when a new strain comes out? We're going to lock down the country again? We're going
to run
into panic? Get the people healthy.
It will not be fully preventative, but I will give you the fact that it will help. But the prevention of it all is about the inoculation. I mean, that's really, in my estimation of everything I have done over the last year with this virus, it's all about the medicine shot in the arm. That is what is going to help us get back to normality in society and get everything going again. I mean, that's fact. That's a fact.
Okay? But here's my point.
Listen.
If by using nutrition and using supplementation, we can affect the four ways a virus actually infects somebody. So by teaching people this, number one, we're removing panic and fear. And we can greatly affect the acquisition of a virus with vitamin D, vitamin A, selenium.
It could help, but it won't fully prevent.
Right.
You know that.
It could help. It certainly can help. It can help a lot.
It can help in a
big
way.
You know why I know this? Who died the most from COVID? Sick people. People with comorbidities.
But there were plenty of healthy ones that succumbed to this thing. Okay, please. There were plenty of healthy ones and young ones.
No, they
okay?
weren't healthy.
Now, we'll pick up
they were
next
asymptomatic.
Week.
There's a big difference. There's
Listen
a big
to me.
Difference
it's
between
not,
being healthy
it's
and asymptomatic.
It's not just those. Come on, doctor. It's not just those who were compromised. Not just those who are up in years. There were all forms of life that contracted this thing. And unfortunately,
from a percentage standpoint.
Come on. Hey, listen. You want to play Russian roulette? I'm not playing Russian roulette.
Russian roulette? You're putting an experimental vaccine that alters your DNA into your body, and you think I'm playing Russian roulette? Come, do you hear yourself? You think that that's playing Russian roulette? You're putting in an experimental vaccine that they just came up with in the last 9 months, and that's the sound, safe approach. That's not the sound, safe approach.
Let me tell you. I'm feeling pretty good in this witness protection program I'm in right now. So, you know what? I'm going to go about my business, baby. I'll talk to you next Tuesday. How's that?
Get the other music on.
Sunrise Wellness Center, LI.com.
Get the
631-563-1444. You know I love you. I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, I love you, buddy. Bye-bye.